Hello.
Yes, my name is Joyce. I was giving you a return call from customer service. Do you still need further assistance with the account that you called in reference to?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
All righty. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
325-03.
I beg your pardon, sir. I did not hear you.
325-03.
And thank you for that. And that first and last name, please.
Well, I don't know if it's under my wife's name or mine.
Okay.
It's either Charles or Deborah Rice.
All righty. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with that account, please?
102 Pacific Street.
Okay. Give me 1 second, sir, while I locate an account associated with you, okay?
All right.
All righty. And I was able to locate an account associated with you for that. I do see back on the 24th of January, you paid $7.95 shipping and handling to receive a tablet. Am I correct?
I understand we did. My wife misunderstood something there. I guess she didn't see that it had to do with anything else. And I called last month.
Okay.
All right. A, we have never received the tablet. B, whatever it is that we're paying for, we've never received anything else either.
Okay, what it is, that shipping and handling for that tablet was actually a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and what you're being billed for is a membership fee for being enrolled in that store. Okay, and when you signed up for it, in the terms and conditions, if you scroll down further, it will state that you will be billed 48 hours later after joining that store. And they also provided, I see it may be her email that's online, and when she did provided her email at the time of signing up, they also provided her with a $125 gift card, and they loaded that into the email. And if she goes inside of her email, that gift card is there. She can go online to the web store and purchase some of the best gadget in the world. There's a link. She can open it up and she can use that
Okay.
card.
Well,
Okay.
let me say this. She did not understand all that. All right.
I understand.
We do not want the services.
Excuse me. Okay.
We do not want the services. We have not used any $125 gift card. I doubt she's seen that even. And y'all took payment out today from my account. You almost bankrupt me by taking that payment out today. I have canceled her card.
All righty, sir. And what I can do, I can get you canceled out of that where you won't have any more reoccurring charges. Give me 1 second, okay?
I may lose you for a second because I'm getting out of my car.
Okay, no
But
problem.
you'll be right back.
Okay. Okay,
Oh, you
I'm,
there?
yeah, I'm still here. Okay, sir, I was able to counsel you out of that. You won't have any more recurring charges to that. I do have a cancellation order number if you would like to take that down.
All right, give me a half a second here to get something to
Sure.
write on. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it is C as in Charlie. That's 259-133-561.
Okay, and what is it called that I'm canceling here?
This is actually the Factory Direct Savings Store. And when she actually did the shipping and handling to receive the tablet, it enrolled her in a membership fee to this online direct savings store. And if you scroll down in the terms and conditions, it will state that you will be billed for the membership fee 48 hours later after signing up.
Okay, so what about the tablet that was supposed to come that never came?
It will be shipped. It is still being shipped out to you. I don't know exactly when you would receive the item because I do say it has not been shipped as of yet, but I can't tell you exactly what date she may have a chance to actually receive it, okay?
All right.
All righty.
So there won't be any more $86 a month charges?
No, sir. No. You're canceled out of that. Okay?
All right.
That is her cancellation order number.
All right. And what was your name again, ma'am?
My name is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
That's my next door neighbor growing up.
Okay.
All right. Well,
all
right. You,
you're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great afternoon.
Okay. Now, I do have one other question.
Sure.
It was talking about both last month and this month. It said boost something.
That is a vendor's name that certain items, they're shipped under different vendor's name. That's probably the vendor that would actually ship the item out.
Okay.
Yes, sir. When you see different names, that's a vendor's name, okay?
Because it had your phone number. When I called your phone number earlier, Verizon told me it wasn't a good number.
It's a vendor's name, yes.
Okay, so nothing has been shipped from them?
No, sir, not that I'm aware
of.
So
I just wasted $160.
Oh, no, sir. Now, what it was, we billed you actually on the 29th, and then we billed you again just actually today for the 50th.
And it's already come out?
Yes, sir.
So that's $160?
Yes. Which I am very sorry about, sir.
And I have gotten nothing for it. I haven't even received the tablet she was supposed to get.
I do understand that.
Because this sure sounds like a scam.
As I said, sir, we're only the third-party call center. We are a third-party call center, and we assist multiple companies and multiple products.
Well, you need to no longer assist them.
Well, I do thank you for calling.
I know. You don't have control over that. I'm just saying.
That's true.
So, all right. Have a good day, Joyce.
And you as well. Have a wonderful afternoon, and thank you for calling customer service, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.